For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are back with Sir Croakington, who's trapped inside her own mind. And she just recently met her, well, I guess her memories, her ideal of Windle, Trailtop, and Helaine, who are from Proving Grounds 5. If you search through all the other podcasts, you will find that. That was a long time ago, so it will be easier for you just to play the game and, you know, play it yourself, which is what I always recommend. It was quite a thing, Proving Grounds 5. And anyhow, the telekinetic, telepathic mages of the Luluwok have trapped her in her own mind, and now she has to get out. I'm in the middle of the dungeon. There are passages to the north, east, south, and west. And, well, to the east it makes a T, to the west it goes and hooks down to the south, and to the south it then goes east and west to another couple of T's, and the same to the north. All right, first I'm going to go south. You're drawn to an abrupt halt, frozen in mid-step as a black silhouette. Its form identical to that of your own shadow, heels itself away from the wall and glides into the centre of the corridor. The inky figure, its very presence simultaneously bewildering and terrifying, suddenly begins to expand, threatening to consume you as the dark fabric. Dark fabric of its being rapidly fills the passage. All right, just go for it. Continue heading south. A dim haze fills the corridors of this sinister prison, playing tricks on all of your senses as you attempt to navigate this labyrinth, a maze that exists only in your minds, even playing tricks on my peripheral perception, which is impressive. Most times people forget about that one. I just don't know where my limbs are sometimes, but then I remember. Okay, I'm going as south as I can, and here's something. A churning funnel of fog, roughly your height. Ooh, made it nice and small then. Hovers only inches above the floor at the end of the passage. No, wait, now, since this is my own mind, I'm going to assume everything is scaled to Sir Croakington's skies, which is a nice change. As you approach the spinning column of fog, you're suddenly overwhelmed by a powerful sense of aggression. Despite making several attempts to get closer to the fog, you find yourself unwilling to move any nearer. And the same happens again. Okay, I'll go east. Your progress along the passage comes to an abrupt halt as a large dark shape emerges from the haze ahead. The writhing mass, which reveals itself to be a long tapestry made entirely of shadow, surges towards you, expanding to fill the corridor as it rapidly draws near. A gruesome scene of rapidly changing images, each like something out of a nightmare, is playing out on the rippling face of the tapestry. Shaking as you struggle to quell the rising tide of terror, taking hold of the thought of your thoughts, you instinctively strike out at the tapestry. It's a nightmare tapestry. Begin combat. I'm bashing it. It sails you with an aura of fear. But I'm being courageous, and I've smashed it. 40 XP. The grim tapestry, its ghostly fabric hanging in tatters, flutters to the floor, vanishing the instant it brushes against the cold stone. Unnerved by the encounter, but determined to find your way out of the mine prison, you promptly set off along the corridor. Okay, up the east, southeast end, and the passages to the north and to the south. To the north, a swirling cloud, blue and grey mist, fills this wide alcove. You watch in amazement as the churning mass of fog rapidly transforms itself into an elaborate scene, a scene made entirely out of mist. You watch wide eyes as the distressing scene swiftly forms out of the churning wisps of fog. A man, kneeling at the edge of the cradle, sobs uncontrollably as he gently rocks the wooden vessel. Suddenly, the man turns towards you. But as he does, his face disappears, leaving its place only the bright, white haze that dazzles your eyes. Just as quickly as the image appears, it vanishes. The scene you've just witnessed seems to have negatively influenced your thoughts. A sense of rage, coupled with extremely powerful sense of despair, vies for control of your emotions, while you remain at the edge of the fog. For several moments, you stand peering into the mist, waiting to see if the scene that took form out of the fog will reappear. When it becomes apparent that it is now gone, you take a step back, only to find yourself suddenly beset with the flood of emotion. An overwhelming sense of despair washes over you as you fall back from the edge of the controlling cloud of fog. All right, if I keep lingering in the mist, as you wait, linger at the edge of the fog, the scene that vanished only a moment ago, that slowly reforming the mist. Okay, it's the guy with the cradle, and he's sobbing. Presumably a grieving father. And I've got rage and despair. Let's head back south. Alright, Anne. Now the southern alcove in the southeast side. A swirling cloud, blue and grey mist, fills the alcove above. You watch in silent amazement as the churning mass of fog rapidly transforms itself into an elaborate scene. A scene made entirely out of mist. The image of four people seated around a fire, three men and a woman, take form as the churning wisps of fog. Though there is nothing in the scene that would serve to precisely indicate their location, your every sense tells you they are deep within some remote corner of the wild. The four men laugh and talk among themselves, then, quite unexpectedly, turn to face you. Smiling, the nearest of the four, a young woman clad in a studded leather waistcoat, motions for you to join them. Without warning, the image in the mist suddenly vanishes. The scene you've just witnessed seems to have positively influenced your thoughts. A sense of compassion, coupled with an equally powerful sense of hope, surges through your mind. Okay, I'm not going to push my luck with this. I'm going to head back north. I have compassion and hope. That may be what I need, but it's certainly what I want. Your progress along the passage comes to an abrupt halt as a large, dark mass suddenly emerges from the haze ahead. The writhing mass, which reveals itself to be a long tapestry made entirely out of shadow, surges towards you, expanding to fill the corridor as it rapidly draws near. A gruesome scene of rapidly changing images, each like something out of a nightmare, is playing out on the rippling face of the tapestry, shaking as you struggle to quell the rising tide of terror. Taking hold of the four of your thoughts, you instinctively strike out at the tapestry. It's a nightmare tapestry. It's 8 plus difficulty, so that means it is almost certainly scaled. The nightmare tapestry assails you with an aura of fear. I wonder. Would Tiawa's staff, which helps against shadows, help with this? The grim tapestry, its ghostly fabric hanging in tatters, flutters to the floor, vanishing the instant it brushes against the cold stone. You know, if it was real, which it isn't. Unnerved by the encounter, but determined to find your way out of the mine prison, you probably set off along the corridor. All right, southwest corner, floor of an alcove first. A swirling cloud of blue and grey mist fills the wide alcove. You watch in silent amazement as a churning mass of fog rapidly transforms itself into an elaborate scene, a scene made entirely out of mist. You watch in awe as the elaborate scene, depicting Seer's victory over the legendary sea serpent Vorgorak. Just as Seer lands the killing blow that will send the serpent into the fathomless depths of the Sundren, the image in the mist vanishes. The scene you've just witnessed seems to have positively influenced your thoughts. A sense of compassion, coupled with an equally powerful sense of hope, surges through your mind. Remain at the edge of the fog. For several moments, you stand peering into the mist, waiting to see if the scene that took form out of the fog will reappear. When it becomes apparent, you step back, only to find yourself suddenly beset with a flood of emotion. A euphoric sense of hope washes over you as you fall back from the edge of the swirling cloud of fog. Okay, now let's head back south. And the very southwest corner, a swirling cloud of blue and grey mist fills its wide alcove. You watch in silent amazement as a churning mass of fog rapidly transforms itself into an elaborate scene, a scene made entirely out of mist. You're startled when two dozen faces, each belonging to someone you know well, appear out of the churning wisps of fog, the faces betraying no emotion, stare back at you in silence. Just when their gazes are beginning to unnerve you, the images in the mist suddenly vanish. The scene you've just witnessed leaves you wondering at the true nature and extent of its effect. A mix of profound grief and abundant joy takes root among your thoughts, so if we'll remain here for several moments, you stand back, peering into the mist, waiting to see if the scene that took form out of the fog will disappear. When it becomes apparent it is now gone, you take a step back, only to find yourself suddenly beset by a flood of emotion. A strange, disorientating sensation washes over you as you fall back from the edge of the swirling cloud of fog. All right, let's head back north. I'm going to get some hope again, linger in the mist. It's Seer slaying the serpent again, remaining in the fog. And your euphoric sense of hope. I don't know if that's what I should get, but I'm getting anyway. And there's a churning tunnel of fog to the very south. Another nightmare tapestry now. Will Tiawa's staff help? We're going to find out. No. No, it's not a shadow being. All right, 40 XP. So I'll just go for the Spruce Smasher. Okay. The inky figure. Okay, what? You draw just one south of the middle. You draw to an abrupt hold, frozen in mid-step. As a black silhouette, its form identical to that of your own shadow, peels itself away from the wall and slides into the centre of the corridor. The inky figure, very present, simultaneously bewildering and terrifying, suddenly begins to expand, threatening to consume you as the dark fabric of its being rapidly fills your passage. Remain where I am. The expanding figure suddenly becomes a dense, swirling cloud of black mist that swiftly envelops you. The deep sense of dread wells up within you as strange shapes begin to appear out of the churning fog. You stand frozen, watching with a mix of terror and fascination, as shapes of images both familiar and strange take form out of the swirling mists. The shapes before you weave themselves into a frightful nightmare of several vague fears from your past, forgotten nightmares long hidden amongst your more prominent recollections from the past. Despite the seemingly innocuous nature of the mist, you quickly realise that the images and the very thoughts they represent are attempting to consume your very being. You struggle to fend off the insidious attack on your mind and spirit. It's the demons of the past, and it's yellow difficulty, which is usually a sign that I've got to do something first. Begin combat, I'm going to fight defensively. Also, my weapon is ineffective. That's a very strong sign. Don't fight it yet. The entity swells and attempts to consume you. Run away, run away, run away. You take flight from the misty entity, stumbling back along the passage as quickly as your shaky legs will allow. And then I remember, the gap that I've just passed is a lot longer for that thing. After several moments, you glance over your shoulder, but will you to discover the mist is gone. All right, I'm back where I was, so I'm going to head north. I'm now in the very middle where we started out. I'm going to go east. It's another one of my own shadows. I think some sort of foe will appear if I stay here. So continue heading east. All right, there's alcoves to the north and to the south. To the north, a swirling cloud. Cloud of blue and grey mist fills the wide alcove. You watch in amazement as a churning mass of fog rapidly transforms itself into an elaborate scene. A scene made entirely out of mist. Face of Frimbak takes form out of the churning wisps of fog. The warrior's eyes open wide with terror, then flicker and close. His jaw crumbles away and his brow splits. The next instant, the image in the mist suddenly vanishes. The scene you've just witnessed seems to have negatively influenced your thoughts. A sense of rage, coupled with an equally powerful sense of despair, vise for control of your emotions. Go south before it takes hold. Okay, and the southern alcove on the eastern side. Okay, it's the mist again. It's like the other mists. The likeness of Emilitania, leaning over the prone body of Frimbak, takes form out of the churning wisps of fog. She appears to be attempting to revive him. Perhaps due to her efforts, the mighty warrior appears to be stirring. Suddenly, the image in the mist vanishes. The scene you've just witnessed seems to have positively influenced your thoughts. A sense of compassion, coupled with an equally powerful sense of hope, surges through your mind. We're at the edge of the fog, flood of emotion. Euphoric sense of hope washes over you as you fall back from the edge of the swirling cloud of fog. All right, head back north. It's another nightmare trapestry. I'm just going to quick combat that. And I did, 40 XP. Head west again. It's another one of those shadow things. The dazzling figure, its very presence simultaneously calming and bewildering, suddenly begins to expand, threatening to consume you as the bright fabric of its being rapidly fills the passage. West, west, west. All right, just going to quickly rush through it. And then I go west, and there's a little alcove to the south. A swirling cloud of blue and grey mist fills it's another scene. The likeness of Emilitania takes form amidst the churning wisps of fog. Her face, first adorned with a broad smile, quickly twists into a hideous, agonized expression. She appears to be shouting something when the image in the mist suddenly vanishes. The scene you've just witnessed seems to have negatively influenced your thoughts. A sense of rage, coupled with an equally powerful sense of despair, rise for controls of your emotions. Okay, I'm going to stay away from that. Head back north. Okay. Get east through the shadow. North. And it's another one of those shadows. Like, what if I remain where I am? The expanding figure suddenly becomes a thick, churning cloud of grey mist that promptly envelops you. A strange sense of trepidation wells up within you. Dark shapes begin to appear in the churning fog. You stand frozen, watching with a mix of fear and amazement. Images, both strange and familiar, take form out of the swirling mist. The shapes before you weave themselves into an uncanny likeness of several vague but inspiring memories, thoughts long hidden, as the more prominent recollections from your past. Despite the seemingly innocuous nature of the mist, you quickly realise the images and the very thoughts they represent attempting to consume your very being. You struggle to fend off the insidious attack on your mind and spirit. It's yesterday's hope, but it's still a monster. Begin combat. My weapon is ineffective, so whatever I've got to do to get rid of this, if I even get rid of it at all, I've not done it yet. You fled from combat, because I haven't really done that much here at all. All right, head north. Okay, and northern alcove. A human arm, carved out of stone, extends from the wall at the end of the corridor. Well, I guess in Sir Crokington's case, it's a toady arm. The arm's broad hand is open with its palm turned upwards. Okay, I've probably got to put something in that palm. Head back south. Okay. I'm guessing I've been in so... Sir Croaking has been in so many dungeons that this is lit... That her own mind has become a dungeon now. Or maybe that's the schemes of the Lunar Wreck. Or maybe that's just the only way to symbolise these things. You know, when you're in a game whose main mechanic is going through dungeons. Oh, it's another Nightmare Tapestry. Quick combat that. Another 40 XP. Northwestmost alcove. It's another scene. Nightmarish vision of a charred, burning landscape stretching up to the crumbled wall of a great city. Takes form out of the churning wisps of fog. The city appears to be talentless, though little of it is recognisable to you. Something large appears in the sky, high above the smouldering scene. But the image in the vist vanishes before you can clearly make out what it is. The scene you witnessed seems to have negatively influenced your thoughts. A sense of rage, coupled with an equally powerful sense of despair, vies for control of your emotions. Okay, remain at the edge. Flooded with emotions, an overwhelming sense of despair. I don't like it, but it might be useful. Head back south. Now, can despair triumph over the hope thingy? Okay, and remain where I am. It's yesterday's hope. Begin combat. Weapon is still ineffective. One away. Okay, and head back north once more. Okay. Northwest side. And southern alcove. Another scene. The image of a great sea of fog peeling itself away from a vast woodland takes form out of the churning wisps of fog. A rapid renewal seems to come over the forest. As the dark mist dissipate just above the tops of the trees. The image in the mist suddenly vanishes. The scene you've just witnessed seems to have positively influenced your thoughts. A sense of compassion, coupled with an equally powerful sense of hope, surges through your mind. Okay, remain at the edge of the fog. Okay, a sense of euphoria. Head back north. Okay, northeast side now. Now, we fought hope with hope before. It's another scene. You're taken aback as the smiling faces of Gar, Renor and Jod, three guys who shared your journey to the ruined Temple of Fallen Tree, form out of the churning wisps of fog. Now, that was a few episodes back when we adventured with them? Gar appears to laugh, for no sound escapes his list. While Renault and Jod simply maintain their smiles. Without warning, the image in the mist vanishes. The scene you've just witnessed seems to have positively influenced your thoughts. A sense of compassion, coupled with an equally powerful sense of hope, surges through your mind. Just head back south, we have hope already. And the southern alcove, the northeast corner. Another image of mist. A vague sense of unease comes over you as a great hulking silhouette takes form out of the churning wisps of fog. The imposing figure, which you readily discern as that of an ogre, begins lumbering your direction, its massive hands gripping the haft of a spiked club. It's taking only a few steps, however, the image in the mist suddenly vanishes, and this gives me a sense of rage coupled with an equally powerful sense of despair. Okay, head back north. And the southern one. That's the ogre. Head back north. The northern one is my travelling companions from a couple of adventures back in the post mad adventures. Right at the edge of the fog. Euphoric sense of hope. Okay. I want to get the strange one. Head back south. Past the shadow, south. All right, I think it's southwest. Linger in the mist. Mix of profound grief and a jundant boy. Joy. Remain at the edge of the fog. Linger in the mist. Profound beast. Remain at the edge of the fog. A strange, disorientating sensation. Okay. Will that help me with any of these bases? All right. Go back to, yes. Continue heading north. Remain where you are. Northern of the shadows. Yesterday's hope begin combat. Nope, weapon is ineffective. And it's got a powerful anti-magic aura too, because of course it has. All right, remain, continue heading north, okay. Headed south, okay. Let's try out the eastern shadow. Remain where you are. The expanding figure suddenly becomes a dense, swirling cloud of black mist that promptly envelops you. A deep sense of dread wells up within you as the strange shapes begin to appear out of the churning fog. Okay, this one is demons from the past again. Forgotten nightmares, long hidden amongst the more prominent recollections from your past. Demons of the past, normal and flee. You fled from combat. Head back west. Okay, and the western side. Remain where you are. Sense of trepidation. Trepidation wells up within you as dark shapes begin to appear in the churning fog. You stand frozen, watching with a mix of fear and amazement, as shapes and images, both familiar and strange, begin to take form out of the swirling mists. Shapes before you weave themselves into the uncanny likeness of several vague but inspiring memories. Alright, it's yesterday's hope again, begin combat. Your weapon is ineffective against this entity. You've fled from combat. Alright, head back east. I think something is that arm. Something to do with that. The arm on the northern side. Okay, let's get a sense of hope. And then maybe we'll have a look. All right, northeast corner. It's Gar, Renor, and Jod. Euphoric sense of hope. Head back south. All right, let's look at the arm again. The arm's broad hand is open with its palm turned upwards. Nope. And this note doesn't seem... Okay, maybe if I use the power of divination. It succeeded, but it didn't do anything. Or it get it divination. It just it gave me something completely useless. Don't you know that Jerry out of two doors down from Hawklaw Tavern is going to turn left after leaving his house in 3 days' time? Yeah, something utterly useless. All right, head back south. I'm in the middle again where we started. I really don't know what's gonna to do. Head back south. Right, southernmost. It's a churning spinning column of fog. Doesn't seem to be anything to do here. Well, there's things to do, but none of it seems to lead to anywhere. Linger in the mist. All right, and Seer fighting the big old sea serpent. Linger in the mist, and a euphoric sense of hope. All right, what do I do with this euphoric sense of hope? Remain where you are. Demons of the past. Weapon is still ineffective. Entity swells and attempts to consume you. I did a quick stone 20, but that was just the smasher walloping it. Yeah, it's got a lot of health too, so fled from combat. Yeah, I have to do something before I can handle those, if I ever handle those. Heading north, I'm in the middle. North side. Remain where you are. Yesterday's hope. Gain combat. And flee. No, I thought there'd be something I could do. Head back north. Broad hand with an open thing. Alright, maybe this ceremonial stone torch will do something, but it probably won't. I mean, I'm in my mind, so I can't even use my items, but I can use the idea of my items. So maybe the Hammer of Icy Wrath will help, because it seems to do everything around there. Hammer of Icy Wrath, use. That doesn't do anything. I seem to be stuck. I mean, I know there's a way past this, because I've done this dungeon about 7 times. Ogre, Sense of Rage. Went back north. All right. Can that help me deal with yesterday's hope? No, it cannot. Continue heading south. Continue heading east. Wait, yeah, and swim back. Going back, having a bad time, made the edge of the pond. Okay, maybe it can only be triggered by where you are. Demons of the past. No.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Nope, that's not it. Head back east. Linger in the mist. It's from back being revived. Remain at the edge of the fog. Head back north. Passion, hope. Remain where you are. Demons of the past. Weapon is still ineffective against this enemy. Oh, there's something I can do. This isn't a very large dungeon at all. You can fit most of it on a single screen. Open with its Human arm carved out of a toady arm, instead carved out of stone, extends from the wall at the end. Corridor, heart, arms broad, hand is open with the palm turned upwards. I mean, there's nothing asking for an item. All right, and some sort of spear. Orb. I don't know what to do here. I'm going to pause it for now until I think of something. Or use the wiki. Well, I've gone and got myself killed, so I'm just going to have to quickly wash myself back to where I was. Okay. I'm just going to collect all the hopeful images at once. Head back south. So, hopeful image, no, not here. South, northwest, north side. All right, one bit of hope collected. And then south, southwest side, north, remain at the edge. Another bit of hope collected. Right at the edge of the fog. Right, head back south. Okay, and then continue heading north. Right, east side. Swim back, having a bad time. That's despair. Quick combat and nightmare tapestry. Right, south side of the east side. Lingering in the mix. Reform. Emmett Taylor. Being with the prone body of Thrumback, trying to revive him. Compassion Hope remain in the blog. But north now. Okay, west side, is that hope or is that despair? Yep, you can gather all the hope or the despair. Okay, west side is despair. Okay, and head east. Head north. Okay, northeast corner. There's Gar, Waynor, and Jod. That's hope. Main edge of the fog. Get the sense of hope. Looking back south. Alright, does something happen yet? Nope, must be more hope to get. That's Talonus destroyed. That's where and south side. A forest defogging, and that fills me with hope, remain at the edge of the fog. Euphoric sense of hope, head back north. Alright. A human arm. Carved out of stone, extends from the wall at the end of the corridor. The arm's broad hand is open with its palm turned upwards. Suddenly, the sharp sound of splintering stone fills the passage as the hand begins to move. In a matter of moments, the hand has adopted a gripping pose. You watch in disbelief as a sword of white mist slowly takes form, its hilt clutched firmly by a stone hand. Take hold. Attempt to take the Sword of Mist. Okay, I'm going to take it. As you reach towards the sword, the stone hand releases its grip on the weapon. The strange blade instantly transforms into a pool of mist that surrounds your extended hand. You withdraw your hand from the swirling crowd, and a startled discovery you are now clutching and wielding the vaporous sword. I also equipped it. And now, since I'm, in my mind and all that, I'm going to equip it. And I'm going to look at it too. It's a sword of white mist. It's a weapon. It's a slashing weapon. It's got an encumbrance of 4. It is magical and also not real. A sense of hope wells up within you whenever you close your hand around the swirling, vaporous hit of this strange weapon. This weapon is of a magical quality. With the sword now in your possession, the mist rapidly dissipates. When the cloud has completely vanished, your surprise discover the stone arm from which you obtained the weapon is now gone. I guess I forgot about it, and thus it's no longer in my mind, which is where I am. Okay, white mist, made from hope, so that can triumph over despair, remain where you are. And that's yesterday's hope. Begin combat, yes, you can fight yesterday's hope, but you can't, because hope can't triumph over hope. That would be weird. Okay, and western side, that's also yesterday's hope. Begin combat, defensive flee. Okay, it's eastern side and south side. Head back east. I thought I had this notion I could change what the sides were, but that wasn't what you do. Eastern side, remain where you are. Demons of the past, begin combat. Now it's only blue difficult, which is a good sign. The entity swells and attempts to consume you, and I'm actually doing damage now, which is very nice. And slain. And you just get a little bit of healing after the fight, and that's it. A low rumble sounds along the passage as the misty entity, its vaporous fabric now little more than a rapidly dissipating strands of fog, disappears into the surrounding haze. You stand frozen, watching with a mix of terror and fascination, as shapes and images, both familiar and strange, take form out of the swirling mists. The shapes before you rapidly meld themselves into a visual representation of the nagging fear that has dogged your every step since you first appeared in this sinister prison. Despite the seemingly innocuous nature of the mist, you quickly realise the images and the very thoughts they represent are attempting to consume your very being. You struggle to fend off the insidious attack on your mind and spirit, snagging fear. Begin combat. I must not fear, for fear is the mind killer, the little death that brings on total oblivion. Or something like that. The entity swells and attempts to consume you. I go into a battle rage. I'm not afraid of you, I'm just really angry. Too angry to be afraid, and it is slain. Now, just going to be a bit of quick healing after that. Low rumble sounds along the passage as the misty entity, its vaporous fabric now little more than rapidly dissipating strands of fog, disappears into the surrounding haze. You stand frozen, watching with a mix of terror and fascination, to shapes and images both familiar and strange take form out of the swirling mist. The shapes in the mist twist themselves into a scene that seems to depict your fears of what lies ahead. Each time you attempt to focus on one of the images, however, it quickly vanishes into the fog. Despite the seemingly innocuous nature of the mist, you quickly realise that the images and the thoughts they represent tempting to consume your very being. You struggle to fend off the insidious attack on your mind and spirit. This is the terror of the unknown. Begin combat. The entity swells and attempts to consume you. I won't be having any of that. I go into a battle rage, but then go out of it immediately. I slash it with the power of hope, and it is slain. Bit of healing after that, no XP. A low rumble sounds along the passage as the misty entity, vaporous fabric now little more than rapidly dissipating strands of fog, disappears into the surrounding haze. 256 experience to general. In the wake of the entity's disappearance, you suddenly find yourself disorientated, head filled with a myriad of strange, bewildering notions. Slowly, and only with great effort, you manage to wane in your racing thoughts. Enough to allow you to realise you're once again alone in the passage. Okay, the eastern side is cleared. The dot's still there. A faint, barely discernible silhouette, it's all identical to your own shadow, lingers for a moment on the nearby wall before suddenly melding into the surrounding gloom, disappearing from sight. That's right. Disappear from sight. Run away or I'll bash you again. All right. You draw to an abrupt halt, frozen in mid-step, as a black silhouette, its form identical to that of your own shadow, peels itself away from the wall and glides into the centre of the corridor. The inky figure, its very presence simultaneously bewildering and terrifying, suddenly begins to expand, threatening to consume you as the dark fabric of its being rapidly fills the passage. Remain where you are. The expanding figure suddenly becomes a dense, swirling cloud of black mist that promptly envelops you. A deep sense of dread wells up within you as the strange shapes begin to appear out of the churning fog. You stand frozen, watching with a mix of terror and fascination as shapes and images both familiar and strange take form out of the swirling mist. The shapes before you weave themselves into a frightful likeness of several vague fears from your past, forgotten nightmares, hidden long along the more prominent recollections of your past. Like, wait a minute. Those children that I handed over to Brother Aldrek after I found them in the ruins left by the bog giant. Are they okay, considering what's happened to the Order of the Brother of Haverhand? Vark. Will I ever forget Vark? No. No, wait. Will I forget Vark? What sort of person would I be if I forget Vark? Despite your seemingly innocuous nature of the mist, you quickly realise the images and the very thoughts they represent are attempting to consume your very being. You struggle to fend off the insidious attack on your mind and spirit, demons of the past. The entity swells and attempts to consume you, and is slain. A low rumble sounds along the passage as the misty entity, its vaporous fabric now little more than rapidly dissipating strands of fog, disappears into surrounding haze. This is his nagging fear again. You're never getting out of here, you're never getting out of here. You stuck here till you die, and your body will slowly decay, and you'll be stuck here, not able to do anything as you slowly, slowly slip away. Unless you beat me up, which I will. The entity swells and attempts to consume you. Do 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 slain. A low rumble sounds along the passages, the misty entity. Its vaporous fabric now little more than rapidly dissipating strands of fog disappears into the surrounding haze. You stand frozen, watching with a mix of terror and fascination as shapes and images both familiar and strange take form out of the swirling mist. The shapes in the mist twist themselves into a scene that seems to depict your fears about what lies ahead. Each time you attempt to focus on one of the images, however, it quickly vanishes into the fog. Despite the seemingly innocuous nature of the mist, you quickly realise that the images, and the very thoughts they represent, are attempting to consume your very being. You struggle to fend off the insidious attack on your mind and spirit as the terror of the unknown begin combat. The entity swells and attempts to consume you. What will I find in Arkandor? When I go to Zarthmoor, What world will I come back to? What will have changed? What will have stayed the same? What will have stayed the same despite it making absolutely no sense? And slain. A low rumble sounds along the passages, the misty entity, its vaporous fabric now little more than rapidly dissipating strands of fog, disappears into surrounding haze. 256 experienced a general. In the wake of the entity's disappearance, you suddenly find yourself disorientated. Your head filled with a myriad of strange, bewildering notions. Slowly, and only with great effort, you manage to rein in your racing thoughts. Enough to allow you to realise you're now once again alone in the passage. Okay, it's another Nightmare Tapestry. We fought those before, so I'm just going to quit combat, 40 XP. Right, south side. A dazzling column of white lights extends from floor to ceiling in this section of the corridor. As you edge closer to the light, a powerful sense of calm washes over you. Irresistibly drawn to the column, you boldly step into the light. Okay, now, is this the light that... I hope this is the light that brings you back to the world rather than the light that takes you to heaven. Because I'm not sure which light it is. I hope it's the one that takes me back, because I've got stuff to do. For what seems like an eternity, you tumble through a swirling sea of light and colour. Your eyes spring open, and for a single terrifying moment, you're unable to make sense of anything. The ceiling and floor of the sizable chamber in which you sit, slumped up against the wall, seem to weave and blur, twisting into a myriad of shapes that defy reason and leave you frightened and bewildered. Slowly, however, surroundings come into focus, and become instantly aware of two distinct male voices from somewhere to your left. For you can hear them, you find yourself unable yet to see who is speaking. That one's waking up. I thought it impossible after what she's been through. What do we do with her? What does... The second male voice falls silent and is mutely replaced by that of a female. We'll get nothing more from her, says the female's voice. She's stronger than most, to her own detriment. This will only take a moment here. Hold this. Without warning, perhaps triggered by the chilling sentiment your ravaged mind has managed to process, your thoughts suddenly become lucid, and you turn to find yourself looking at three robed figures. Two men and a woman, the very trio that intercept you and Emmett Halia on the road to Deep Forest Hold. And that was at the end of the previous episode. Realising you must immediately act, instinct takes over, sting off any lingering remnants of grogginess as you leap to your feet and spin to face your captors. A brief chorus of startled gasps erupts from the three Ludorak as you launch an unexpected attack, determined to prevent them from carrying out your deadly intentions. Now, presumably they'll absolutely wreck my mind and leave me an utterly blank slate. The closest of your world foes, a tall man clutching an iron rod. Now he dodges your initial assault and swiftly counters. It's a Lulawak interrogator. Now, I don't think they're maybe not quite as good at the old physical combat. Mostly because everyone they fight has already been, you know, utterly discombobulated. Oh, also, I can... Wait, I still have the Sword of White Mist? Wasn't that like a metaphor? Maybe it'll disappear later. Okay, anyway, Spruce Smasher, I'm going to smash you. And begin combat with the Lunarick Interrogator. The mage swipes at you with an iron rod, and it is slain. 17 XP. The second of the Lunarek steps over the body of his fallen cohort and swipes at you with a long iron rod. You nimbly sidestep the attack and lunge at your foe. As you engage the interrogator, determined to deliver swift and harsh justice to the sinister mage, the last of the trio, the world woman, moves along the edge of the chamber to your right. So Lunarek interrogator begin combat. Swipes you with an iron rod. Yeah, these are not that tough. Not that much HP at all. Well, SP. Which, of course, makes sense, because they're mages. The physical toughness often doesn't go along with mages, unless, of course, you're Sir Croakington, in which case you have abundant everything, because you're just that fool. You've slain your foe. 17 XP. You step over the body of your slain assailant and immediately scour the chamber for any sign of the world's woman. Your eyes suddenly widen as they pass over a far corner. There, slumped against a wall, next to an iron-banded oaken door, is the bloodied body of a man. It takes you only a split second to realise the man, bare above his waist, his lower extremities clothed in a pair of tattered leather breeches, his swim back. Suddenly, a sharp pain explodes inside your head, stealing your breath and doubling your vision. Fighting to keep your balance, you turn around to find a world's woman standing just a few feet away. Her hardened gaze fixed on you as she concentrates on maintaining the powerful psionic attack now battering your psyche. The woman whose cruel power, trapped you in the confines of your own mind, is now attempting to kill you. I guess it's done. No more time for subtlety. Let's just go for the murders. Picking a number. Bonus for 60. 20 from aura, 20 from mind, 20 from spirit. This is, man, you've got to get 75 or more. That's the typical don't go completely insane check. Pick now. 95 success. Through sheer force of will, you manage to repel the deadly psionic attack. Before you can even contemplate your next move forever, the woman's woed face twists into a hideous, hateful expression. She once again wields her extraordinary mental powers against you. Once more, icy claws dig into the outer edge of your psyche, leaving you paralysed and breathless as the leader of the Lunarek assails your mind with a powerful psionic attack. You struggle to fend off the psychic attack that threatens to tear into the very fabric of your psyche. Pick your number. Bonus 60. 20 mind, 20 spirit, 20 aura. Gotta get 75 or more, or my mind will break. Pick now. 145 success. Remarkable display of will. You manage to stave off the worst of the powerful psionic attack. The world's woman, long the leader of this sinister outfit, on whose withered conscience lies the grim, tortuous deaths of countless souls, scowls as she renews her fist psychic attack, assailing your mind with the full fury of her formidable powers. Despite your keen desire to subdue and interrogate the interrogator, you quickly realise the leader of the Lunarek is prepared to fight to the death. Does the Lunarek leader begin combat? There is no chance to subdue. She's just that sinister. Even the possibility of leaving her alive was immediately rejected. The foe assails you with the formidable psionic powers, which don't actually do anything. Probably because I'm too angry. I swing my club. Your foe smashes through your defences with a devastating blow for 17 damage. She's nearly dead and she's slain. Or is she? 39 XP. As the woe woman slumps to the floor, her blazing eyes, flickering wildly, suddenly open wide, staring up at you with a faint trace of a smile spreading across her quivering face, she whispers to you, her fragile voice bearing a message as horrific as it's plain. You will never forget me. Now, forever. Her eyes close and her smile contorts into a frigid frown as she inevitably and unceremoniously succumbs to death. Let's just hope that was a boast. With no time to puzzle over the interrogator's chilling final words, you step over her body and quickly move to Frimback's side. The bare-chested warrior, a torso riddled with scorched marks and his torn, emancipated face horribly bruised, looks up and nods approvingly. "I wish you'd allowed me a chance at her," he gasps. "Probably for the best that I didn't, though. I've already had my chance. You can see how that's and how it, see how it's left me." Suddenly, as if he's just only fully comprehended the peril of the present situation, Frimback's eyes widen, his face adopts a frantic look. He mutters something and asks you to help him regain his feet. As you struggle to help draw his considerable bulk off the floor, you come to the ghastly realization his right leg is broken, and his left leg, though not fractured, bears two long gashes beneath the knee. The wounded limb appears impossibly stiff. He's going to be very hard to get out. I think we'll need a second person. I mean, if we had two people, we could just one on his left side, one on his right side. We could just drag him out and hope nothing particularly gets in the way. Although I suspect that will happen, because I don't think there's just three of these Lunarek. And who knows what monstrosities they have created. You're about to suggest a method that might allow you to help him along. As the two of you attempt to escape from this place, when Thrimback grabs you by the shoulders, leans forward, his eyes locked on yours, addresses you in a grim, authoritative tone. "Emmy is somewhere nearby. Somewhere through that door," he says, struggling to speak as he points at the iron-banded door to his right. "I can no longer hope her. No longer hope even myself. You have to get her out of here. They'll be coming for you. You're the ones they want. You should never have come here." "Never mind. None of that matters now. I think I can give you enough time to get away. You have to do this. You have to get her out of here." Okay, and that's a cliffhanger. We've got to wait. So it turns out from rather than teaming up with Emmett Halia to rescue Thrimback, it looks like we're teaming up with Thrimback to rescue Emmett Halia. Oh well, which would also mean this entire exercise was kind of pointless. But, well, maybe there's still a chance we can get everyone out. It seemed pretty slim. But anyway, in the next episode, we will make our great physical escape. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.